This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And don't forget to drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn emojis. Get dropping.
And hit the like button. We like to be liked. Our videos like to be liked. And don't forget to subscribe to 92.3 The Fan. I almost said .com. 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. But drop those corn emojis, y'all. Nathan Zagura coming up in about 15 minutes. We will talk about the coaching change. We will talk about the Browns' strong finish to the regular season. But that Steelers-Ravens game, I hate it that it was a Steelers-Ravens game. That was a tremendously fun game that left everyone unsure of what was going to happen from moment to moment in the fourth quarter. It was perfect.
It was just wow moment after wow moment after wow moment. Lamar hadn't thrown for more than 60 yards into the fourth quarter, and then him and Zay Flowers just connected, and he all of a sudden he put the cape on. And I really thought I was going to win a burger bet there. I really did.
The real shame.
I really did.
Was there a greater...
I can't believe Aaron Rodgers made that throw down the sideline at the very end either. I didn't think he had it in him. No part of me thought he had that in him.
Yeah, like they might actually win against the Texans because he remembered he can throw the ball down the field.
And that was his aha moment. Oh my gosh, I can do this.
I still got it. Ayahuasca made me forget.
As they left, they couldn't leave him more wide open if they tried.
Also, my wife's not real.
That was funny. The gifts afterwards of people being like, Aaron Rodgers, excited wife after watching this game on her couch. And it's just a photo of a couch.
I can't make the other jokes
The other jokes.
You were one of the
first people that was like, there's no way she exists. There's no way she's real. And then we had Steelers wives and girlfriends being like, we've never seen her. We don't know. We don't know where she is. We don't know why everyone talks about her. And I mean, it's pretty apparent. He just made it up as a big ha-ha with everyone.
Still the funniest bit possible.
And he's sitting on the bench. And there's a moment right before the Ravens go to win the game with the 44-yard field goal. There's a moment right before where Aaron Rodgers looks pissed because he knows he's about to lose this game. It's the final regular season game of his career, potentially. It's going to go up in smoke. And Mason Rudolph looks over to him and makes like a smile. You could tell he tried cracking a joke. Aaron was having none of that.
Yeah.
I thought Aaron was going to pick up Mason Rudolph and toss him off the bench the way that Myles Garrett basically he would have taken his helmet off and done the Myles Garrett to Mason Rudolph.
Would have been the funniest possible outcome.
Pissed. Like, don't even joke at me right now. Don't even look at me right now. It's Stephen Vogt in the dugout. With Albert as like tossing sunflower seeds at him, being like, now's not the time, buddy. Now is not the time.
So I think the greatest misdirect in NFL history is Boswell missing the extra point which then puts the Steelers up only by two. The Ravens seamlessly marching down the field. And Tyler Loop lining up for what 44 yards in today's day and age. It's not a chip shot. You should make it. If you're a good kicker with a game on the line, I know he's a rookie, so there's a, but you couldn't design a more oh no, oh yes, oh no, oh yes on either side of the aisle. I was at the end, I can be honest, I was rooting for the burger bet. I was. Mostly because I realized that I think the best scenario that could work out here is I think the Ravens getting fired makes Harbaugh more likely to get fired.
Right.
So them losing, Harbaugh potentially gone.
Right.
And then I think there's a beautiful scenario where Tomlin goes, beats the Texans week one, the playoffs, loses the next week, and then pieces out to TV for a year, and then rejoins the working masses in 2027, which would be maximum chaos in the AFC North, other than Zach Taylor getting fired, which nobody thought was going to happen.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out maximum chaos. And so the Ravens winning that game would have been, because they don't fire Harbaugh if he wins that game. He goes to the postseason. They keep this thing going. Maybe even they have a chance to beat the Texans, everything else. I don't know it's with certainty that the Steelers will, or at least Tomlin will make that move if they had lost that game. If anything, he might have more to prove. This is the best case scenario for the Browns. This is it. Ravens lose that game. Harbaugh, it seems like he is, it's not all but gone. There's, he could still end up keeping his job, but it puts us at the highest percentage chance of that happening. And now with Tomlin, I mean, it's definitely on the table. Tomlin goes and does TV.
I always say that we put a little too much into it. You and I debated which Shador clip about Stefanski potentially getting fired, then absolutely getting fired, which one maybe held more water for each of us. You can put a little too much water into the bucket, too much weight in the bucket for like a post-game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thought process from a player. That said, here's Lamar Jackson being asked if his and Harbaugh's future, about his and Harbaugh's future in Baltimore.
We just lost a game, you know, a divisional game, you know, a game to put us in the playoffs. I'm not even thinking about that right now, to be honest with you. I'm still caught up in what just happened, you know. That's not my focus right now. That's you asked me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like, he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Like, I know we lost, but, like, you know, that's all.
Lamar, you've been in the NFL 8 years. I love Coach Harbaugh. We're going to see what's going to happen, but that's my guy.
We've been together. He didn't want to publicly endorse him.
Hey, I love being a Baltimore Raven, and I also want to be here. Non-answers to both question. That is your answer.
Meanwhile, he answered online about, he just quote tweeted the missed field goal and did an SMH. Lamar's in his feelings.
Shake my head.
Yeah, Lamar's, yeah. Lamar's in his feelings
He's talking that youthful language.
He's had a lot, and apparently not enough video games in his life to go ahead and distract him, because that's something he enjoys.
See, you would have thought, if he wasn't on social media,
Get on the controller. Just get on the controller, hang out with Kyler Murray.
Don't play Madden.
I didn't say that.
Maybe a little Call of Duty. Maybe a little Fortnite.
It is funny if he played Madden and was like, God, I suck at this.
And he still lost. Tyler Loop still missed a field goal. He simmed it just to that point.
Just to get there. Yeah, it's tough. But I think that was the best outcome for the Browns. And might end up with none of it. We might end up with both coaches are back next year, and we're doing the same conversations halfway through the season the way we did them right now. But that last night gave us the best chance of having Harbaugh gone and then Tomlin potentially being gone too.
Yeah, Tomlin and Harbaugh being threatened, rumored, whatever have you, to be fired in October is nothing new. That rinse and repeat since 2012, maybe.
Yeah, we've done it a lot, yeah.
What makes this difference is that it's a real conversation in Week 18.
Well, and even yesterday, like all the pregame shows, they were talking about Harbaugh more likely than Tomlin. But you bring up Tomlin going to TV. Okay, and again, I mean, cite the source. It's Tony Pauline. But like the reality
it's
is
also Mike Florio then dying.
Where do you think Florio got it, though? You know, like that's classic Florio.
I thought he was making it up. Like,
yeah, classic Florio. But like the point is that we've heard Sean McVay rumored to do TV before, too. A lot of these guys, I think they look at that as something that could be a year break reset, and it's not the end of the world.
Also, who thinks Mike Tomlin's going to be good at TV?
I think it's the...
He's going to clout everybody.
I think it's the motivating side of him that people think would be good, but I'm with
Gruden's good at TV. In fairness, I will correct myself.
No, I think you're right, though. I think your initial read was right. Like, I don't know that he'll be great on TV. He's got a lot of Tomlinisms.
Should we play one?
I love Tomlinisms, yeah.
All right, so this isn't, I have to say, this is a cliche expression that he has.
We got a lot of forks, we need more spoons. That's a Tomlinism.
I don't think he's going to get full credit for being asked about what would have happened if the Ravens had made that kick.
You know how it is, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
That one doesn't go to Tomlin. This is like me trying to give the one to Taylor Swift earlier. That one doesn't go to Tomlin.
Yeah, but no, you're right. He didn't invent the saying. The problem is you can say the body. You got to say the body part, right? If my aunt had had male parts, she'd be my uncle. Say the words. What are they? Present them. Use the word, Mike. It's a little cowardly.
He's got a mic in front of him.
Sean Salisbury, mutual friend. Your friend.
Thank you.
Has said it on air on this station with you and me and on his own show.
He says it all the time.
Yeah.
Says it all the time.
You know why? He's got some balls.
Because he has some. Yeah.
He actually has them.
That's right.
Yeah. Honestly, this was like Mike Tomlin was sitting up there like he invented football.
Did you want him to drag it out and be like?
I wanted him to present the word. Say the word.
The hang up is he didn't say the word?
Yeah. It's not as impactful if my aunt had male parts.
He was trying to be a little, he was trying to have some taste and not be tasteless, I guess.
It's a
not
tasteless
be classless.
Comment.
Well, I maybe.
You tried to classy maybe. Up a tasteless comment?
You're right.
That's
you're
not
right.
The point
there's
of tasteless
no, there's
comments.
No way. If you're going to say it, you got to say it the whole way. But I
go hard or go home, Mike
would
Tomlin.
Would the NFL have fined him if he had said it? I don't know that they would or wouldn't have.
The Rooneys might have gotten some holy water thrown on him. Maybe the Rooneys would have had a problem with it.
I don't know that Tomlin does a lot in these press conferences in the way of doing any swears or anything close to a swear, but I don't know. You're right. It's a weird thing to stop short on.
I imagine he
didn't think that that game would play out in that way where all of a sudden he would need to use that line at the end of it. That was all top of the noggin.
He had I just won a Super Bowl face. If you go back,
did you see him like bare chested?
Now that was funny. That was legitimately funny. When I saw I was like, that is some
flex. He was feeling himself in a way.
Yes.
You know, but that's how you know if he goes to a club, he dances funny. Because that was this is the best that came out. His like great wild emotion. This is what came out.
What do you think he dances?
I think pretty.
Is he too, a little too hippie?
I think he's got no sense of dance. I think he's got no sense of.
Does he just do the one to the left, one to the right?
You know what he is? He's a his big move is the grocery store. Take the can off. Take the can off the shelf. Put in the basket. Off the shelf. Put in the basket.
And then when people don't respond to it, he just goes to somebody new.
That's it.
It's like he waits to find his audience. 216-474-0092. Was this the best possible outcome for Browns fans? The Steelers beating the Ravens, which might mean we could have two new coaches in Baltimore and Pittsburgh, depending on how things play out. Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, joins us in 5 minutes to talk Stefanski's firing, the head coach search, and more on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.